From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Things are somewhat getting back to normal here in Washington after hundreds of thousands of people converged on the city Saturday for a protest march to show opposition to President Trump and his policies. They were joined by anti-Trump demonstrators all over the world. Actress and activist Scarlett Johansson had a message for Mr. Trump.
Support the men and women here today that are anxiously awaiting to see how your next moves may drastically affect their lives. Support my daughter, who may actually, as a result of the appointments you have made, grow up in a country that is moving backwards, not forwards, and who may potentially not have the right to make choices for her body and her future that your daughter Ivanka has been privileged to have.
President Trump left the White House before protesters arrived for a previously planned visit to the CIA headquarters in neighboring Virginia, where he voiced his support for their work, following his previous criticism of the intelligence community.
I want to say that there is nobody that feels stronger about the intelligence community and the CIA than Donald Trump. There is nobody.
Mr. Trump's CIA visit came as lawmakers consider his nominee to head the CIA, Congressman Mike Pompeo. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday he will speak with President Trump later today by telephone on several issues, including the Israeli-Palestinian situation. Trump pledged strong support for Israel during his campaign and said he would recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital despite the city's contested status. The planned talk comes on the same day Israel approved several hundred housing units in East Jerusalem settlements. Previous U.S. administrations have been critical of the settlement activity. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Gambia's defeated leader Yahya Jammeh flew into exile Saturday night, ending 22 years of rule and a political stalemate that brought the nation to the brink of a regional military intervention. Jammeh did not speak or issue a statement before he and his family were flown to Equatorial Guinea. The United States released a statement welcoming the peaceful transition of power in the Gambian state. Country, that is, and congratulated the President Adama Barrow on his inauguration. Rival Libyan leaders met in Cairo with diplomats from seven neighboring states to discuss forming a new government acceptable to all parties. More from Edward Uranian in Cairo.
Diplomatic talks between rival Libyan leaders and representatives of Egypt, Tunisia, Sudan, Algeria, Chad, Niger, and Mali ended Saturday with an agreement to hold further discussions in Algeria. Behind-the-scenes meetings between key players in the Libyan negotiations, including Army General Khalifa Haftar, also have been taking place. Haftar, who commands Libyan military forces in the eastern part of the country, is opposed by political figures close to the Muslim Brotherhood. Algeria's representative to the talks indicated that most of Libya's neighbors would like to see greater stability in the country to put a stop to terrorism originating in Libya, as well as illegal migration. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
French voters go to the polls today for the first round of leftist primaries, but most expect the governing socialists to be ousted from power in presidential elections later this year that will center on issues like the economy, immigration, and terrorism. Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
During 5 years of socialist rule, France weathered three major terrorist attacks, a struggling economy, and the migrant crisis, best seen in the now dismantled Calais jungle camp. Many French voters have criticized how the left handled these issues. President François Hollande has become so unpopular, he decided not to run for re-election. The seven who are on the primary ballot include former Prime Minister Manuel Valls and three other ex-ministers. They have sparred in debates over whether to take the party further left or further right. But polls indicate voters are looking elsewhere, to conservative candidate François Fillon, to maverick former economy minister Emmanuel Macron, and to far-right leader Marine Le Pen, who wants to close borders, end immigration, and hold a Frexit referendum on leaving the EU. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
And a train derailment in India late last night killed at least 35 people and injured several others. No cause on the accident. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.